What's the punishment for a fatal error? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Kim Potter will soon find out. The now ex-Minnesota cop convicted in Dante Wright's death. Fox's Jeff Manasso is on the case live.
Dave, former Brooklyn Center Police Officer Kim Potter is back in Hennepin County Court this hour to be sentenced to the shooting death of Dante Wright. After jurors found Potter guilty in December of two counts of manslaughter, Minnesota state sentencing guidelines call for just over 7 years in prison. Potter's legal team is asking for probation. Prosecutors have asked the judge that Potter serve at least a minimum of 1 year. The former officer saying she accidentally shot Wright last year, mistaking her gun for her taser, as Wright resisted arrest and tried to flee from an outstanding warrant. Dave.
Now, Jeff, the day after detailing how Russia might begin an invasion of Ukraine, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is at a security conference in Germany.
Despite what Russia has said in recent days about pulling back forces from the border, that has not happened. On the contrary, we see additional forces going to the border, including leading-edge forces.
Vice President Harris is also there, along with Ukrainian leaders. More protesters being taken away in handcuffs this morning in the Canadian capital in the crackdown on the weeks-long trucker convoy demanding an end to COVID mandates parked on the streets of Ottawa.
Police were sending a message yesterday by arresting two of the organizers and charging them with mischief and obstruction-related charges.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. More states are dumping mask mandates effective immediately in New Mexico next month in Washington state, but Democratic Governor Jay Inslee says
businesses will still be allowed should they desire to require folks to wear masks. We will not remove their ability to do that.
In Illinois, an appeals court's upheld a judge's ruling invalidating Governor J.B. Pritzker's mask mandates for kids in classrooms. The Democrat last week announced an end to requirements for indoor places, but he still wanted them in place for schools. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a bit of a rebound on Wall Street coming off the Dow's biggest sell-off of the year yesterday. It is now gaining about 66 points, but the NASDAQ, which started the morning on the rise, is down about 7 points. The price of oil is down more than a dollar. It's back to about $90 a barrel as gas rises another half cent. AAA's national average for regular almost $3.53 per gallon. That's 21 cents more than we were paying a month ago. We're in the middle of tax filing season, and if you expect a refund, you might have to wait a while.
Millions are still waiting for last year's tax refunds as the IRS tries to dig out from under a massive backlog. Jessica Lucas-Judy of the Government Accountability Office testified to the Senate Finance Committee Thursday.
An unprecedented increase in calls resulted in a low level of customer service overall.
Republican Senator Stephen Daines complained.
That is unacceptable. And it also imposes huge burdens on taxpayers.
Democratic Senator Ron Wyden said the agency is suffering from unstable funding.
The cuts that have hurt customer service and enforcement against cheats started more than a decade ago.
The IRS has also seen a recent dramatic drop in staffing. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Spring training was supposed to start this week, but it's quiet in Florida and Arizona. The next baseball season remains in limbo.
Major League Baseball officials and reps for the MLB Players Association met for just 15 minutes on Thursday in just the sixth bargaining session on core economics since the work stoppage began back on December 2nd. The Players Union offering tweaks to its arbitration demands while asking MLB for more money in a pre-arbitration bonus pool while expressing their anger about the league's lack of movement on the competitive balance tax. MLB officials have been crying foul over a stall by the union to address these core economic issues. Arbitration is just one major subject that has stalled talks, along with an agreement over minimum player salary.
That's Matt Napolitano. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.